Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But on the back check, it's Verhaeghe with the strip and the lead. Alexander Barkov cutting in. In front, Verhaeghe scores!
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
The Stanley Cup playoffs. One of the absolute best things to bet on. How about the Florida Panthers last night? Bally Sports Florida on the call there. The Florida Panthers coming back from 3 goals down to beat the Washington Capitals. I had the Caps last night. Ain't that a kick in the junk? Absolutely brutal. So we're going to hope for some better results tonight in the National Hockey League. And joining us right now to help us break it down all 7 remaining series in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, friend of mine, friend of Will Brinson's, the great Pete Blackburn, who does an awesome job covering the National Hockey League for our friends over at Bally Sports. Pete is on Twitter and Instagram at his name, hashtag Short King Spring, at Pete Blackburn. Pete, Nick, and Will, You Better You Bet, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're goddamn right. Short King Spring. Don't forget it.
Hey, Pete, we have a question. When you were at CBS, as one of our colleagues at CBS Sports, we were debating, were you taller than Pete Prisco? You are taller than Pete Prisco, right?
I've never met you, Pete, like in person. So like, Will was the one that said this.
I didn't know.
I think I'm shorter than Pete Prisco, but I can bench more than him.
Sorry, I should not think of the soundboard.
I think Pete might take umbrage with that about the benching part. In any event, we got seven series to hit in the National Hockey League, so let's make sure we do that. And Pete, I guess we can start with kind of what we saw last night, and we'll close with the 4 games coming up tonight. So the games that we'll see tomorrow night in game number 6, we'll start with the Penguins and the Rangers. I thought the Rangers were done early on when the Penguins raced out to that lead. Rangers end up winning 5-3. You got Trouba like hitting the people's elbow on Sidney Crosby. We'll see about Crosby's availability. Rangers favored right now coming up tomorrow night in game 6, -120. Pens +100. Pens still a big favorite to win the series. What do you think? Game 6, Pens and Rangers Friday night, and who's going to win that series?
I liked what I saw from the Rangers last night. It took them over 20 minutes to get going, but it was the first time in the entire series that they even tested Louis Domingue. I mean, Louis Domingue is a career journeyman. He spent the entire year in the AHL. And they didn't test him until the second period last night. And when they did, when they created chaos in front of him, he looked like Louis Domingue. He wasn't very good. So, I think the Rangers, I have some outstanding concerns with them, mainly on the back end. Igor Shesterkin is not looking like the Vezina quality guy that we saw throughout most of the year. He still looks a bit shaky, and that defense is not doing him any favors. But if the offense gets going and continue to test Louis Domingue, I like the Rangers to win the series. I think they can still win the series. I think they're the better team. And, if Shesterkin can kind of stabilize a little bit, I think they can win the next 2 games.
Wow. So maybe a little bit of value there on the Rangers with the series. They are favorite at Bet Rivers, -127 to win on the puck line, -1.5, +190. I mean, these series are all 3-2, Pete. So, I mean, it's snug stuff. Panthers, Capitals was a wild one. What are your thoughts on this series? Does Florida close it out there? -182 on the money line headed back to our nation's capital.
Yeah, I still like Florida. I mean, I think that they have the much better roster. The only thing that has kind of been the concern for me about Florida, and I said this before the playoffs even started, but it's sort of coming, the prophecy's coming true a little bit. That's not a team that is really built for playoff hockey, I would say. You know, like, they win track meets. They scored over 4 goals per game during the regular season. Their offense is obviously explosive, but we've seen so many times that offenses, great offenses, can be choked out by by teams that play well defensively and find ways to sort of cut the legs out from an offensive team. And Washington did that for the first few games of the series. They didn't give Florida anything in front of the net. They kept the play in front of them. They didn't give them odd man rushes, and they got pretty decent goaltending. So, Washington is one of those teams that plays with a little sandpaper. They play tough, and Florida couldn't find a way to break through. That being said, with good coaching and, a little bit of resiliency, I think that the Panthers are going to win this series because they just are so much more talented. And I'm not totally sold on Washington being able to hold it together in order to put the finishing touches on that series.
So that is game 6 coming up tomorrow night in our nation's capital. Panthers about -180, Caps about +160. The other game 6 that we're going to see on Friday night, Calgary and Dallas. And this has been an awesome series if you like defense, you like great goaltending with Markstrom, and Ottinger has been tremendous. I thought Dallas was going to win last night, 1-0, and then Calgary explodes for 3 goals in the third period and ends up winning the game, taking a 3-2 series lead. So the Flames with 2 chances to close this out, including game 6 on Friday night in Texas. The Flames -160 to close it out, Dallas +140. The total's 5.5 juice towards the under, and I've been playing unders in the series, and they've basically all been hitting because the goaltending has been magnificent. Do you think that trend continues, Pete, and who do you like in game number 6 with the Flames and the Stars?
Number one, yeah, I think that trend continues. Goals have just been outrageously rare in this series the entire way through, and I don't really think unless Dallas falls apart, I don't see the over hitting because I just think that they're really good defensively, but they're a one line team in terms of production. I think Calgary closes it out. They're a much better team. They're my Stanley Cup pick this year. I think they're really. They've looked a little shaky. Obviously, the offense has gone quiet, but I think that's largely because of what Dallas has done and sort of their MO. Again, they're one of those teams that can choke out an offense and make them go quiet. The only problem for the Stars is that they only get one line of offensive production themselves, and that's the top line with Jason Robertson. So I don't see them winning the series. I think the Calgary is going to close it out, and I would expect that it's going to be another low scoring game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I like hearing people from the Northeast, specifically Boston, talk about hockey. It's like, close it out. More importantly though, Pete, speaking of Boston, let's get off these little aperitifs. Let's get to the main course. My Carolina Hurricanes.
It's aperitif, by the way. Like, if you're going to do like the full on snobbery, like, you got to pronounce the word correctly.
What did I say? Aperitif?
We got to get off these aperitifs.
Get past the chicken wings and
get off these here aperitifs.
Let's move past the bacon jalapeno poppers and get right to the fried chicken steak here at Applebee's. Bruins are actually favored against the Canes, -124. I guess it is in Boston. I like the Canes to close it out. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. It pains me to say it.
Oh, Pete, come on, man. Bruins are going to take care of business tonight.
pretends to enjoy hockey for a month out of a year, and then as soon as the Canes are gone, he's nowhere to be found.
Oh, I'm gone.
The Canes are the better team. I mean, we've seen it. They've sort of caved in the Bruins at 5-on-5 throughout most of the series. And you look at the games that the Bruins won, specifically that game 4 in Boston. The Canes still had a really good shot to win that game. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot with dumb decisions, lack of discipline. I don't think that's going to carry over. The Canes are just really good. And you've seen, I think the matchup is tough for the Bruins. I did pick the Bruins to win the series, but as it's gone on, you can tell that it's a tough matchup for the Bruins because they play a zone defense that really lacks coverage and pressure at the point. And that's where the Hurricanes generate most of their offense. It comes from the top of the point. They just throw shots on net with their defensemen who are really good. They have really good offensive defensemen, and they throw shots on net, and they've been really good at establishing traffic in front of whoever's in net for the Bruins, whether it's Linus Ullmark or Jeremy Swayman, really good at establishing traffic in front and taking their eyes away. And, even if the Bruins get that initial save, the Canes are often there to bury it for a rebound in a dirty goal. So, that's the key to success for the Hurricanes, and the Bruins just haven't been able to take it away from them. So I think that I wouldn't be shocked if the Canes closed it out tonight.
This is depressing. I got Bruins series bets. I bet the Bruins tonight. Pete's a big Bruins guy from Boston. He likes the Hurricanes series. It does go noted that Pete Bruins fan likes the Carolina Hurricanes. Everyone knows, look, when you think Carolina Hurricanes super fan, someone that's with you from the start of the season to the end, obviously you think of our friend Will Brinson.
I've sounded the siren, okay? That's what happens to your local celebrity. You get to go sound the siren there at the Canes game.
And by the way, Will and his lovely wife, AK, the debate was to name his son Robbie or Cam after Cam Ward, who obviously won the Conn Smythe Trophy when Carolina won.
And Cam Newton, a little double dip there for the
Cam, I do would have been a good name for young Robbie. All right, you bet. Nick and Will here in for Ken Barkley talking the Stanley Cup playoffs with our pal Pete Blackburn from Bally Sports. Pete is on Twitter at Pete Blackburn. Pete, the Lightning have been bet out to -140 tonight. Everyone's on the narrative, right? And I'm not saying it's wrong. I kind of like Tampa Bay tonight. Vasilevsky and Tampa coming off a loss. They're absolutely dominant in the postseason. Obviously, the two-time reigning defending Stanley Cup champions. -140 feels like a pretty price to pay here between two evenly matched teams. Lightning -140, Leafs +120, Toronto with the big comeback in game number 5 to take a 3-2 series lead. Total 6.5. Does Toronto slay the dragon here and advance to the next round, or do we get a game 7 north of the border? Your breakdown, please, Lightning and Maple Leafs.
Listen, I've been around paying attention to this sport too long to believe in the Toronto Maple Leafs. Until they win the 4 games, I'm not going there. Especially, you could say whatever you want about narratives and things like that, but you look at the numbers. The Lightning are a team that is really good with bouncing back. 16-0 over the past 3 years after a playoff loss, and so I think that means something. I really do. They've got a mentally tough team. And they're going up against a Maple Leafs team that their biggest flaw and their biggest sort of demon has been the mental side of things. I think they fold and they showed a lot last time out, no doubt. Toronto showed a lot, especially their big stars. They were the big producers in Game 5. But I'll tell you, I'll tell you what. If there's nothing Toronto knows better, it's that the Maple Leafs find the most creative ways to get your hopes up, and then they'll crush them in the most devastating fashion. So everybody's flying high on the Leafs right now, but until they win that 4th game, I am not buying in on this team. And I still think that the Lightning, I would side with the Lightning, especially if they win tonight. I think they're going to win tonight. I would play the over as my most confident bet. I think you're right, Nick, that the -140 is quite steep for what we've seen so far, two evenly matched teams. But I think the over, but if the Lightning win tonight, all the pressure is kind of on the Leafs, right? Because they've been so close, and if you lose game 6 and you're going back to another game 7 for a team that has been completely defined by how devastating game 7s have treated them in the past, all the pressure is on Toronto.
Man, that sounds like the Leafs ought to be based in Raleigh, sound like NC State. Anywho, I digress. Pete, Nick and I, along with one of our buddies, Sam, who now lives in Boston, actually, have substantial wagers.
And that is Sam Panayotovic, who people who listen to the show know because he comes on all the time. Sam Panayotovic is the Sam in reference, yeah.
I'm just always scared to mispronounce Sam's last name on air. We have substantial wagers on the Minnesota Wild to beat the St. Louis Blues in this series. It appears as if that may not happen. Talk me into that happening, please, because I need that to happen.
And give it to us in 30 seconds, because we don't have a ton of time. I don't want to get Kings Oilers takes also, please, Pete.
I think the Wild are the better team still, especially you look at the back end for St. Louis. You know, they've got a really good dynamic lineup up front, but their back end is real banged up. I don't trust Jordan Binnington. So I'm not super off the Wild right now. Obviously, things have not gone as smoothly as they want, but I would still feel comfortable backing the Wild, yes.
All right, so the Wild's coming up tonight. Blues minus 115, Wild about minus 105, total 6.5. As Will said, we kind of need the Wild to win tonight to get this to a game 7. Wild plus 225 right now to win the series. And Pete, we can close tonight with the Oilers and the Kings, LA holding a 3-2 series lead. I've been betting them every single game. Kind of the same deal like the way we fade Toronto. I've been fading Edmonton. Like, until Edmonton gets it done, I'm not going to believe they can do it. And obviously, like, Tampa's won the last two Cups, but Jonathan Quick has won a couple here in the last 10 years plus here. So Edmonton minus 135 tonight. LA plus 115 home dog. Total in the game is 6.5. Kings with a chance to advance to the next round. Does Edmonton get it back to Canada for a game 7? Does it end tonight? Kings and Oilers game 6.
I don't know. Like, I've been on the Kings with the puck line getting a goal and a half just because I think that this series is obviously close. I don't trust Edmonton, and I think that LA is good enough to keep it close. So I love getting that goal and a half, and it's pretty short. It was pretty short odds for game 5. I think it was like minus 135 to get a goal and a half with LA. Obviously, they won outright, but I mean, I would feel most comfortable playing that puck line with the Kings, and now especially at home. I mean, home dogs for a team that has found a way to expose the Oilers a little bit. And the Oilers do a good job exposing themselves, honestly. They're one of those teams that's like the Leafs. You know, they love to find creative ways to choke it away. So don't find me very comfortable siding with Edmonton. So I'll take LA with the puck line.
And now it's a pretty price to pay because LA's home in this game, like minus 200 if you want to bet that here. Just bet LA. The Kings are going to win this game. I'm just going to bet the Kings and you take the plus 115. Pete, awesome stuff breaking down the Stanley Cup playoffs here, taking some barbs from Will Brinson. Really just kind of like unwarranted there, but we appreciate you, brother. On Twitter at Pete Blackburn, same on Instagram. Check out all his work at Bally Sports. Good luck tonight. Let's go Bruins, baby. Let's go Rangers tomorrow.
Let's go Canes.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you.
See you, Short King Spring.
The founding father of hashtag Short King Spring, Pete Blackburn here, breaking down the National Hockey League on You Better You Bet. Our hockey bets for tonight coming up in the Power Hour. Coming up next, we return our attention to the National Football League. More spreads for the coming season. We'll find out what Will Brinson thinks about hashtag Nick's numbers.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.